This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Speaking of going forward, the trade deadline is 1 week away. We've talked about the deadline a few times over the last month. Now we're a week out. They're still winning big. They're still 6-2. They're beating playoff caliber teams. They're at the top of the division, and they look like a legitimate contender. Danny, they don't just look like a team that might be able to make the playoffs. They're playing like a team that you don't want to play in the playoffs. They're playing like a team that could go on a playoff run. I am now of the belief, more so than I've been at any point, that it would be a mistake not to try to upgrade this team at the deadline in some capacity. I'm not saying you have to go all in. They certainly shouldn't do that. But to not do something would feel like a mistake and a botch because you're good enough to make noise in January. We're seeing that.
As we talked about last week, if I'm going to give up a really high pick, a one or a two, it's got to be for something exceptional, not just a rental, not just this year, but I have a multi-year plan. That's my, you know, that's my Max Crosby, my Denzel Ward, whatever. If I can get a superstar for very little, or, you know, for a high price, I will do that just because that person's going to be here for some time. I don't think that's likely, but if that happens, great. To me, those around the edges type moves, the Deontay Johnson type move, where a guy in a bad situation could go somewhere and help you for not that much, for better value than a fourth or fifth rounder is likely to turn out to be, that's where they should be filling in the margins. And I think you can. It's a limited shopping mall. It's one aisle of the shopping mall. There are only a handful of teams that are fully, honest to God, out of it, no chance. And then everyone else wants those same guys too. So who knows? If a deal doesn't manifest itself, you don't do it just to hear yourself make a phone call, but you do it if the opportunity comes for a guy that can help you at a position where you may not be the strongest.
If they can make one move, or let's say it differently, if you ran the show ahead of the deadline and you were able to pull off one trade, what would it be? We can open up the phones right now on this at 1-800-636-1067. That's 800-636-1067. One trade, that's all you get, ahead of the deadline next week. What position are you upgrading?
So all offseason, and even for parts of this year, I would have said one more really good playmaker at receiver. I just don't think that's their biggest need anymore. Like, I think in the red zone against good teams, they're going to miss not having a stud. I'm going to say pass rusher. I'm going to say somebody coming off the edge, even though they've had great moments from Fowler. Dorrance Armstrong's had a good moment. Javonte John-Baptiste has shown very well. I need something else. I need a guy that on that 3rd and 8 in the must-stop moment can beat the tackle, disrupt the play, whether it's a sack, fumble, something special. There aren't that many of those guys that would really and truly upgrade things, but that's what I would hunt for.
You got to look at the list and see if that player exists, right? And if it's not a rental for the rest of this season, which wouldn't be my priority anyway, then it's got to be a young kind of ascending talent with term who's still controllable. Now, you know my stance on this from the conversations we've had on this over the last several weeks. I would not trade for a player that is a free agent at the end of the year. Because as much as I do think they can win something meaningful this season, that would not be my priority. That would be a nice side effect. My priority is to have multiple bites at the apple. At minimum, I need a guy that's under contract through next season. I would like a guy who has 3 years left even, something like that, on his deal. So with that in mind, I think, be doing a little more big game fishing probably than you are at this point. I would trade for someone like Denzel Ward from Cleveland if they're able to part with him and willing to. If they're in sell mode, which after giving up Amari Cooper, even after their win, I'm assuming they are, and Ward is on the table, I don't know that he would be. He's 27. He's in his prime. He's a sixth-year guy out of Ohio State, which, by the way, he'd be well-represented in this locker room, played with a bunch of the guys on this team, including McLaurin, I believe, at Ohio State. But I would go to him, and I would say, listen, here's what we think. We can pay you your $24 million against the cap next year. We're in a great situation. We are positioned to have you on our roster for the final 2 years of your deal after next year as well. So you could have four postseasons with them without reworking any part of the contract if you wanted to. You could also tweak the deal if you wanted to lower some of those numbers. But he's a three-time Pro Bowler. He's an excellent player. So my answer is I'm upgrading corner. The player I would highlight in my perfect world is Denzel Ward. If that's not actually realistic, then okay, maybe Newsom on his own team would be the next guy that I'd look at. Greg Newsom, who similarly was a first-round pick, who's only 24 years old. They've already paid Ward, so if they don't want to trade him, maybe they're not likely to pay Newsom, who's in his fourth year and soon enough headed to free agency. And what I would do with him is I'd have him for a couple of years with the option, but I would immediately get an extension in place with him when I signed him. But corner is my play, and those would be the top names I'd start looking at.
I get it.
Think about how different this team is. If you've got a legit corner opposite St. Just, who's been your two moonlighting as your one, you kick Sanristil, who's playing well, back into his natural position in the nickel, and Igbinoghene becomes your depth guy when you're taking on, you know, four receivers at a time or something, rather than being an every down nickel. The whole thing changes.
The whole thing changes.
Everybody is slotted down. You're asking a little less from each of those players that are all being stretched thin right now and who are out kicking their coverage to take on the matchups that they are.
Because there are going to be games now where you're a better team than Dallas, right? But CeeDee Lamb's over there. That guy's hurt a lot of people, right? That he is a tough cover for anybody, even if you've got a number one. Go to Philadelphia, right? Those couple of games are coming up. A.J. Brown is still A.J. Brown. And there are a lot of sleepless nights for cornerbacks trying to deal with that guy. And then Devontae Smith's on the other side. We know that deal, right? So at some point, you're going to have to deal with, if you want to go somewhere in the playoffs, you're going to have to deal with Detroit and their offensive weapons. Everybody's got somebody that scares you or threatens you in some kind of way. So upgrading that area makes a lot of sense to me. But it's really about, for me, I think down in, down out, this defense maybe is more solid than I thought they were as of a month ago. I think that's given what they've done over the last month. But to me, there's still that lack of disruption. They don't have that, this is how you stop a great offense, where somebody's unblockable or someone, you can't throw to that side, whatever, like that big-time playmaker.